calling, we say aloha as Hawaii calls. And each week, the friendly greeting of the friendly people of Hawaii. Now your host at Waikiki, Webley Edwards.
Aloha, North America, mainland states, and Canada, and to Australia, all three nations coast to coast. Later on, we have something of interest, a stamp collector. That's right, stamp collector. We'll be alert for it. Now we're back from a pretty fine trip to the Big Island and the Volcano House, where we had our Hawaii calls broadcast for about 1,000 people. We have about that many here beneath the big banyan tree at Waikiki this week. So let's send from Waikiki some songs good old-timers about Waikiki.
Hawaiians delight in their lively songs. They sing of love and wear a dreamy look when they do it. But when they combine the love theme with the song of a place or region they love, then they're likely to sing with mist in their eyes. Paokalani is perfumed from the heavens. We send it from Hawaii by Alfred Apaka and the Hawaii Choral Chorus. Paokalani.
Oh,
song for you from Hawaii this week. First time ever sung on the air. Now, you must know our Waikiki Beach Boys have varied and colorful names. Sometimes even their closest friends have to pause to remember their real names. Our Alex Anderson, Andy Cummings, and Francis Ott Chong have put together an engaging little song called Sunshine the Beach Boy. That's his name, Sunshine. And here's Andy Cummings to send it to you across the sea.
Oh, to be a gay Hawaiian beach boy, like the one I met at Waikiki. I would certainly give the world to be as joyful and happy as he. Down in Honolulu, out on the beach, the life full of joy, always serenading while it's promenading, sunshine, the beach boy. Never has a worry, never a care. He loves to fish and his boy. Always looking snappy, always feeling happy. That sunshine, the beach boy. Malahinas come from far off places to get away from it all. When they see his smiling, happy face, it's sure to make them fall. That Hawaiian way of living, easy and free, the kind of life to enjoy. Everyone is craving just to be behaving like sunshine, the beach boy.
My baby comes from far off places to get away from the ball. And to see a smiling, happy face to make them fall. This world we are living, easy and free, the kind of life to enjoy.
Aloha has many meanings, ranging from hello to goodbye. But the word ke aloha means but one thing, love. And ke aloha is the title of a good swaying Hawaiian song for dancing the hula. So as we send the song to you, three lovely Hawaiian hula dancers join us as part of our rhythm section. From Hawaii, ke aloha, Dan Kapu and the girls.
Oh,
these real waves whose sound we hear from Waikiki, we're asked? Yes, that is so. The melody of David Cayley's steel guitar is answered now through our microphone by the water's edge and by the sound of the waves of Waikiki. Melody and waves remind us
this is our time for remembering friends we've met in these Hawaiian islands.
With a thought, too, for our own people who are away. And these many hundreds of visitors from many states and provinces here with us beneath the old banyan tree at Waikiki. Each is thinking this moment someone back at home. All of us wish you were with us here in Hawaii this fine day. Look at that sunshine. They kept saying we ought to come up to their Rose Festival in Portland this June. Roses, roses, which I love, don't misunderstand. But now, hula girls, I want you to find Mr. Aaron Frank, the big merchant, and Mr. Jimmy Richardson, the Multnomah Stadium man, both Rose Festivalers from Portland. I want you to take these 1,000 orchids that Flowers of Hawaii have just flown over from Hilo and fairly shower them on those gentlemen if you can find them. And then see to it that every single lady and girl here in Hawaii called gets an orchid. There it is. The Hawaii calls shower of orchids. Let them go. Now, Jim, what's the weather report?
Well, Webb, our thermometer crew, headed by our girl star, Emily, has just come in from the waves of Waikiki. The report, temperature of the air, 75 degrees. Temperature of the water, 75 degrees.
Temperature of the air, 75. Temperature of the water, 75. Well, spring is a-coming in, but if it's still cold where you are, we wish you were here where we are. Come over and see us sometime. That instrumental number you put in there for a little bit doesn't have any words, and can't we hear all of it? Well, thank him for reminding us, for it does indeed have words, and it's a good song. The Hawaiian shouting song called Uheoheni. And Andy Bright, Lila, oh boy, look at him throwing those orchids. Andy Bright, Lila, the Waikiki girls, singing surf riders, everybody joins in to send it from Hawaii.
Away, 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 away,
When you come to Hawaii, and one day you will, you'll treasure many experiences. Your arrival will be a thrill, but you never in all your life will forget what we call here in the islands your parting day. When you go away, decked with flower leis, your eyes glistening as you go. Alfred Apaka sings from Hawaii, Song of the Parting Day. Andy Cummings back for one of the songs everybody always asks him to sing, Kaimana Hila, and some hula dancing with it. But first, that word for stamp collectors. Now, this happens only once in 100 years. So listen.
Just 100 years ago, the first postage stamps were printed here in Hawaii. The now famed and rare missionaries. They're printed on a rude hand press in the year 1851 by the American missionaries here. And this year, stamp collectors from all over the world will assemble here in Honolulu for a great Hawaiian centennial philatelic exhibition to observe the anniversary of that famous story in stamps.
Here's our invitation to you, thousands and thousands of stamp collectors, to come over and see us June 27 and 30. Come over and see our stamps. Now, here's what we want to do for you right now.
This week, the Honolulu Post Office will set up a special cancellation. It says, Centenary of Hawaii's First Postage Stamps, 1851 to 1951. Now, if you would like to have this unusual cancellation mark on an envelope or a postcard, Hawaii Calls and the Stamp Clubs of Hawaii will be glad to help you. Here's what you do. Just send us a stamp, self-addressed envelope, or postcard, and we'll take it down to the Honolulu Post Office and have it specially canceled and mailed back to you. Remember this, though. You put these self-addressed envelopes, 3 cents surface mail, 6 cents air mail, 1 cent postcard, you put these in another envelope and address this to Hawaii Calls, Post Office Box 5368, 5368, Honolulu, Hawaii. We take the envelope or postcard out of your letter to us and have it mailed back to you with this special cancellation of the 100th anniversary of Hawaii's first postage stamp.
I think I'll say that again. Hawaii Calls, Box 5368, Honolulu, Hawaii. Honolulu, Hawaii, USA. And now to our music again, Andy Cummings and all the singers. The song that describes Diamond Head, which the Hawaiians call Kaimana Hila.
Kaimana Hila, Kaimana Hila,
Waikiki. The program is produced and narrated by Webley Edwards. The Hawaiian music under the direction of Al Kielala Perry. Hawaii Calls are sent from the island through facilities of Radio Hawaii, KPOA of Honolulu. Then by shortwave to the mainland. Jim Wall speaking, and now back to Webb Edwards.
Until we meet again, when Hawaii calls again, here's good luck and much happiness to you, wherever you may be. And now Honolulu and Annie speak for all the people of Hawaii.
Aloha, aloha, ahi, ahi, ya, o, go,
a, palo. Ahui, ho, kato, ike, ia, po, ano, e, aloha, no.